Father, we thank God for Jesus on tonight. We thank God for the Holy Spirit, and we thank God for you, every listener, every caller. To God be the glory for the great, wonderful, and mighty things he is doing in the midst of us. Hallelujah. If God be for you, who could possibly think about coming against you? So I thank God that the Lord is on our side on tonight. And that's why we come to him on these Tuesday nights, because we need God to be with us.
Yes.
We need something stronger than us, something mightier than us. We are living in a day where sometimes there's so much coming from so many different directions, but nothing is too hard for God. Hallelujah. He asked the question to Sarah, is there anything too hard for God? And I want to remind you tonight that there is nothing too hard for God. I am Pastor Anthony Simmons. We are praising God and trusting and believing God. I'm here with my wife, beautiful, wonderful wife, Pastor Rebecca Simmons. We thank God as we approach 19 years of marriage. We thank God for our marriage, our family, our ministry, our lives. And we thank God for you, the New Creation Church family. They're represented here, and we thank God for every caller tonight. We're going to pray, and God has led me tonight to the Proverbs, the book of Proverbs. There are 31 books of Proverbs, mostly written by Solomon, and there is so much wisdom found in the book of Proverbs. I would encourage you to just open up the book of Proverbs periodically, and you will gain so much godly wisdom. But in the third chapter of the book of Proverbs, we just want to read some verses coming from Proverbs chapter number 3. Reading from the King James Version of the Bible. It says, my son, forget not my law, but let thine heart keep my commandments.
Yes.
For length of days, and long life and peace shall they add to thee. Let not mercy and truth forsake thee. Bind them about thy neck. Write them upon the tablet or table of thine heart. So shall thou find favor and good understanding in the sight of God and man, Jesus. Verse 5 says, trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not into thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy paths. Be not wise in thy own eyes. Fear the Lord and depart from evil. Go down to verse number 24. When thou liest down, thou shalt not be afraid. Yes, thou shalt lie down, and thy sleep shall be sweet. Be not afraid of sudden fear, neither of desolation of the wicked when it cometh. For the Lord shall be thy confidence and shall keep thy foot from being taken. Withhold not good from them to whom it is due, when it is in your power of thine hand to do it. Lord Jesus. Solomon writes, and he reminds us that length of days and long life and peace shall be in our hearts if we forget not God's law.
Yes.
He says, mercy and truth will not forsake you. It will not leave you alone. Mercy and truth is supposed to be our companion through life. We need the companion through this thing called life of mercy and truth.
Yes.
I don't know about you, but I need God's mercy. I need the mercy of God daily. I need God's mercy on my life. And I know that you need a degree of God's mercy on your life. For if it had not been for the Lord, hallelujah, who's been on our side, where would we be? His grace and his mercy is a wonderful thing. It is a companion through our lives. And he says, truth, don't let the truth forsake you. I know up until age 30, I lived a certain way, but then I went to church and I heard the truth. I heard the preached word, and I began to kind of face some things in my own life that I needed to face. There's something about the truth that will make you free. Jesus said, you shall know the truth, and the truth will make you free. Hallelujah, Jesus. So many people, Pastor, want to live a lie, but I may fall short, but I'm so glad that God gives us the truth.
Yes.
And his word is truth. Jesus said, I am the way, I am the truth, and I am the life. But as we look at verse number 5, and as we continue to read, finding favor and finding understanding in the sight of God, he says, trust in the Lord with all your heart, lean not into your own understanding, and all your ways acknowledge him, and he will direct your path.
Yes.
For about 5 years, God blessed us with a commercial property in the city of Elizabeth. For a season, our church, New Creation Church, resided on 87 First Street. And we had this scripture up on the wall in our church. And every time I saw that scripture, it blessed me. It ministered to me. And I used to carry this scripture around in my wallet, trusting the Lord with all my heart. We got to trust God in this hour. We got to believe God in this hour. We got to lean not on the arm of flesh, but we got to lean on the arm of the Lord.
Yes.
If you're looking for a job, trust God. If you need him to mend that marriage, trust God. If some of your children are out of the will of God, we got to trust God. If your finances and your money is acting funny, if sickness is trying to connect itself to your body, if you don't know what direction to take, sometimes, Pastor, we don't know the next step.
Yeah.
But God knows it.
Yeah.
Sometimes we don't know what to do, but God knows it. He says, I know the thoughts I think towards you.
Yeah.
I know the plans that I have for you. That's why the scripture all ties together. All 66 books connect and ties together. We can't separate the word of God. We got to apply all of it to our lives. So help us, God, as we pray tonight to put our trust back in your hands. Then verse 24 comes to life. We'll have sweet sleep. We'll have sweet slumber. Because now we cast all our cares upon him because he cares for us. It is supernatural, but it's possible. Hallelujah, Jesus. It is supernatural, but it is possible. And I thank God that he says when we have it in our possession to bless somebody else, we need to bless somebody else. And that's why I thank God as you come on Tuesday night that you're being blessed by this prayer line. Me and my wife are being blessed by this prayer line. Those who are listening to the archives are being blessed by this prayer line because it says when you have it and your ability to bless somebody else, bless them. And I thank God that he is breathing every Tuesday night on this prayer line, that he is looking down. He says that in the sight of God, we will find favor.
Yes.
In the sight of God, we will find favor with God and with man. When you put your resume out there, you put your application out there, you're trying to close on a home, you're trying to start a business, you're trying to do something for God in ministry, we need favor with God and we need favor with people.
Yes.
We need favor with man.
Yes.
The landlord on that property that I just talked about gave us favor time after time after time. And it was nothing but the power and influence of God that allowed George to bless us.
Yes.
He blessed us financially. He blessed us every time we had a problem. He met the need. He blessed us with care and compassion. And it was a great business relationship because God gave us favor with George Martinez.
Oh, God.
He's even given us favor with Pastor Valois and just giving us favor, even getting a home that we live in. I've seen God's favor on my life, my wife's life, our church. And as we pray, God can do what man can't do. Sometimes we just need favor. The world is so competitive. We need God's favor. So, Lord, in the name of Jesus tonight, we pray that when we lie down, our sleep will be sweet. We pray that if we have not trust you with all of our heart, if we tried to do it our own way, if we erred and got off the narrow road, Lord, thank you for the power of repentance.
Yeah.
Thank you for the power of forgiveness. Thank you for the power of a second chance. We know there is power in redemption. We know that there is power when we believe. We know that there is power when we put our trust in you. So, Father, in the name of Jesus, help us to lean not unto our own understanding, but in all of our ways, help us to acknowledge you. We need your word to be a lamp unto our feet. We need your word to be a light unto our pathway. Sometimes we don't know what to do with our children. We don't know what to do with our marriages. We don't know what to do concerning our finances. But, Lord, we know that you know. The earth is the Lord's, and the fullness thereof, and they that dwell therein. The cattle on 1,000 hills belong to the Lord. I feel the Holy Ghost. He says the silver is mine. The gold is mine. So I thank God that he owns it all. All things were created by him.
Yeah.
So I thank God that we serve a God in the name of Jesus that can do what he wants to do, when he wants to do it, and how he wants to do it. Oh, glory be to God. We're not serving a false God. So we pray to Jehovah Jireh. We pray to Jehovah Nissi. We pray to Jehovah Rapha. We pray to Jehovah Kadesh. We pray to Jehovah in the name of Jesus. El Shaddai.
Yes.
We pray to this God that is about provision. He is Jehovah Jireh because he's our provider. He's Jehovah Nissi because he reigns in victory. He is Jehovah, glory be to God, Rapha, God our healer. So, Lord, if there's sickness on this prayer line, heal them in the name of Jesus. Every sickness, every disease, you are Jehovah Rapha, God our healer. Every sickness and disease right now, we cast it down with the power and the authority of our words, because your word says what we bind on earth will be bound in heaven. And what we loose on earth, it will be loosed in heaven. And right now, we bind up the curse of sickness. We bind up the curse of poverty. We bind up the curse of sexual confusion. We bind up the curse of lack and famine. We bind up the curse of division, discord, and confusion right now in the name of Jesus. Because you said, how could two walk together unless they agree? And right now, I thank God for the agreement on this prayer line. We're praying for one another. We're believing God for one another. We are lifting up each other's burdens in the name of Jesus. And right now, Lord, I thank you for every person on this prayer line. Meet every need according to your riches and glory in Christ Jesus. You said in your word that we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. Tasha ata. And right now, Lord, we need you to strengthen us. Somebody's being wearied and worn out. Somebody finds themselves weary right now. somebody find themselves tired in the name of Jesus. But I thank God that when we are weak, we are strong in the mighty name of Jesus. So bless that single parent. Bless that grandparent. Bless that father. Bless that mother in the name of Jesus. Bless our children and our grandchildren. Oh, glory be to God. Bless our pastors and our clergy, our churches, our places of worship in the name of Jesus. Bless the communities that we reside in. Bless the neighborhoods that we live in the name of Jesus. We thank you for the roof over our head. Oh, I feel old school right now. Oh, the old saints had it together. They thank God for the roof over their head. They thank God for the clothes on their back. They thank God for the shoes on their feet. They didn't take nothing for granted. They thank God for the oxygen and the air that they breathe. They thank God for waking them up this morning and starting them on their way. In the name of Jesus, oh, glory be to God. They thank God for food on the table. Oh, hallelujah. They thank God for a bed to sleep in the name of Jesus. And we want to have in our generation, we want to have that same attitude of gratitude. My mother, God bless her soul, she was a grateful woman. That's why every time she needed something, she could ask for a favor, and she got favor from a friend. She got favor from a neighbor. She got favor when we had a hardship, because my mother found favor from God. Every time she needed a miracle, every time she needed a way out, God made a way where there was no way. And her son, I'm her youngest, her son gleaned from that there was nothing that my mother faced that was too hard for God. And right now, in the name of Jesus, I'm here to tell you, the God my mother served, the God that I serve, the God that you serve will be the God of our children. Oh, Hashaba Akasa, will be the God of our grandchildren. In the name of Jesus, he said he'll bless the third and the fourth generation of those who love him. If you love God right now, just lift your hands. I don't care if you're in your bedroom. I don't care if you're driving down the highway. I don't care if you're at work. I don't care, glory be to God, where you are. But if you love the Lord, lift your hands and give him a praise. Lift your hands and say, Lord, I love you. Lord, I magnify you. Lord, I minister to you right now. Lord, I worship and bow down to you in the name of Jesus. So, Lord, we love you. We need you. We worship you on tonight. You said, if I be lifted up, you will draw all men unto you. So, Lord, I thank you that we exalt your name. Even as we have celebrated Easter, I pray that everyone had a happy Easter, had a happy resurrection. But God wants us to have a good year, not just one Sunday. God wants to bless us, not just a holiday. In the name of Jesus, the devil's trying to curse us while God is trying to bless us. And God has more power than the devil. God has more power than the enemy. God has all authority over Lucifer, Satan, the devil, in the name of Jesus. So I decree and declare over every life that no weapon formed against you will be able to prosper. So the weapons of our warfare, they're not carnal, but they're mighty to the pulling down of strongholds. We fight not, dear God, against flesh and blood, but we fight against principalities. We fight against things that we can't see or sense. We're fighting against an invisible force that's trying to destroy our destiny in the name of Jesus. But we already got the victory. We're already more than conquerors. We already win. Glory be to God. But the kingdom of God suffered violence. But the violence got to take it by force. So, Lord, I pray for greater courage on this prayer line. I pray for greater boldness on this prayer line. I pray for fearlessness on this prayer line. So as my wife comes, as we open up the phone lines a little later in the broadcast, I thank you for victory. Glory be to God. We praise you on this side of it. We give you thanksgiving on this side of it. We praise you in advance for the victory, which is already won. This battle is not ours. It belongs to you. So we give ourselves away. And as the proverb writer said, we're going to trust in the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Father God, we praise your name. Lord, we worship you and we magnify your name on today. You are worthy to be praised. Lord, we give you the glory, the honor, and the praise just because of who you are. Lord, we thank you for your love. We thank you for your mercy. We thank you for your grace, God. We thank you, Lord, for your unending favor, oh God, that's always extended towards us, oh God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you for everyone who is assembled on this prayer line tonight, God. And Lord, we pray a special prayer over each and every life, over each and every household, oh God. Lord, we ask, Father God, that you will touch each and every individual, God, under the sounds of our voices, oh God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we ask, Father God, that you, Father God, hallelujah, will give peace to the person who's worried on tonight, God. Hallelujah. Let them know, oh God, that you have everything under control and that everything's going to be okay, oh God. So, Lord, we just thank you that you are Jehovah Jireh, the Lord our provider. And Lord, we ask, Father God, right now, Father God, that you will step into the middle of that situation, oh God. Someone has a need on tonight, God. Someone needs money. Someone needs bills to be paid. Someone needs gainful employment. Someone needs, oh glory, hallelujah. Someone needs you to, Father God, make a way out of no way. There seems to be no way. So Lord, we are praying, Father God, that you, Father God, will do it, God. Do it on their behalf, oh God. Lord, you were able to feed the prophet with the widows, Father God, from Zarephath, Father God. You were able, Father God, to use ravens, oh God, to bring food to your prophet. So, Lord, we know, Father God, that you were able to do all things, oh God. In the name of Jesus, you used 2 fish and 5 loaves to feed all over 5,000 people, God. So, Lord, we know that you are able. You are still a miracle working God. You are still the Lord that has all power in his hand. You are still the God who created the heavens and the earth with just a word. You are still God, hallelujah, in our lives. You are still healer, deliverer. You are still, hallelujah, able to step into the middle of every situation that seems to be impossible and turn it into possibility, turn it into manifested materialism, turn it into our faith being the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. So, Lord, we thank you all tonight, God, for manifesting faith, oh God, hallelujah. We thank you for the substance of things not, Father God, hope, the things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen, being made manifest in the lives of your people, God. Somebody's believing you, and Father God, they feel like you're not moving on their behalf. And Lord, we just pray, ask Father God, for you to encourage their hearts, Father God, and give them, Father God, evidence, Father God. Show them yourself mighty. Show yourself mighty in the middle of that situation. Lord, we believe that you can do all things, but still, you are the lifter of our heads. You are the judge in the courtroom. You are the lawyer in the courtroom. You are the jury in the courtroom. All power is in your hands. The heart of the king is in your hands, oh God. Hallelujah. So, Lord, we know that you do it, Lord. The heart of the employer is in your hands. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Lord, you extend favor, oh God, mercy mercy and grace towards your people, oh God. So, Lord, we just thank you on tonight for those who are standing in the grip of your mercy, oh God, that you will move on their behalf, oh God. Somebody needs peace in their home.
Yes.
Oh, Lord, hallelujah. Somebody's facing all kinds of tribulation and trials and trouble in their home, oh God. And, Lord, we just speak peace. We send peace. We send peace to every home. We speak to every storm that's brewing and in every household. And we speak peace be still in the name of Jesus. Peace be still. We command our turbulence to come under subjection. We command turbulence to come under subjection to the power of the Holy Ghost. We plead the blood of Jesus over every household. As you told the people of Israel to put the blood of the Lamb on the doorpost, and that the angel of death will have to pass over their home, that the devil will have to pass over. So, Lord, we plead the blood of Jesus over every household, and we declare that the devil and that every demon on assignment will have to pass over every single household under the sound of my voice in the name of Jesus. We declare and decree that no weapon formed against your people can prosper in the name of Jesus. We bind up every demon on assignment. We come against poverty, and we come against lack, and we come against trouble in the home, and we come against marital problems, and we bind up the spirit of suicide, and we bind up the spirit of depression, and we bind up the spirit of waywardness in our children, and we call our children back. We call our children back to the kingdom of God. We call our children out of games, and we call our children out of homosexuality, and we call our children out of all kinds of sin, and we call our children out of fornication, and we call our children out of drunkenness and out of wayward living, out of loose living, and we call our children back. We call our children back into moral standards. We call our children back into the kingdom of God. We call our children back into your ordained will for their lives, and we break every curse, and we declare tonight that the curse is broken.
Jesus.
The curse has broken off of our households. The curse is broken off of our children. The curse is broken off of our families. The curse is broken off of our heads, off of our bodies. Every curse is broken in the name of Jesus. By the blood of Jesus, the curse has been broken in the name of Jesus. We free every captive that's been in bondage. Every person that's been in bondage, we declare that you are loose. If you've been in bondage to anger, if you've been in bondage to unforgiveness, if you've been in bondage to, my God, any kind of immorality, if you've been in bondage to any sin, if you've been in bondage to drugs and alcohol, if you're in bondage to overeating, my God, and gluttony, whatever that you have, we declare tonight that you are loosed in the name of Jesus. You've been in bondage to fear and low self-esteem. We speak to you right now, and we speak liberty over your life right now in the name of Jesus. And we declare that you are free in Christ and free indeed in the name of Jesus. Oh, glory. The pain of the past has to flee right now in the name of Jesus. We declare that you are delivered, healed, and set free in Jesus' name. And the pain of the past has no more power over you in the name of Jesus. Unforgiveness has to flee. We declare that you are loose in the name of Jesus. God is loosing your heart to forgive. He's loosing your heart to let go and to let him have his way. Vengeance is mine, says the Lord. Love those who hate you. Pray for those who persecute you in the name of Jesus and despitefully use you. Bless those who despitefully use you in the name of Jesus. Lord, thank you for liberty over this prayer line on tonight. Stirring up of your fire, the fire of the Holy Ghost being stirred up on this line tonight. God says, let not your heart be troubled. Do not be afraid. My God, hallelujah. Jesus says, trust in him. Trust in me. Trust in the Father. Trust in the Son. Trust in the Holy Ghost. We are with you. We are in you. Our spirit rests upon you, my God. In the name of Jesus, you are walking in total liberty, never to be afraid, never to be defeated. In the name of Jesus, no weapon formed against you can prosper. You're walking in liberty. You're walking in Holy Ghost boldness. Your children are being set free. Your finances are coming into order. In the name of Jesus, your marriage is lining up with the word. God is restoring family relationships. In the name of Jesus, he's blessing mothers and fathers, your mothers and your fathers. He's blessing your children. In the name of Jesus, he's blessing your household. He's blessing your finances. You're walking in favor. Receive it on tonight. Receive divine, God's divine pouring out. There's an outpouring. There is an outpouring of God's favor, and God says, receive it on tonight. In the name of Jesus, this is a new day. Oh, glory. Hallelujah. It's a new day. My God. God says, yesterday is God. Forgetting those things that are behind us, we press towards the prize. We press forward. My. It's a new day. God says, the slate has been wet clean. You're not held in bondage to your past. Your past can no longer hold you hostage. My God says you're walking in the liberty of love. God says walk in the freedom, walk in his love, walk in his power, walk in his plan for your life. Do not allow yourself to be held back any longer. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, it's a new season. God says, behold, I do a new thing. Can you not perceive it?
Yeah.
Forget the former things. Hallelujah. I'm doing a new thing, says the Lord. I'm doing a new thing. I'm giving you new strength. I'm giving you new power. I'm giving you a fresh anointing. I'm giving you new opportunities. I'm opening new doors. Oh. For every door that's been closed, God says, I'm opening a new door. Hallelujah. Turn around. Jehovah Shandor. He says, I am the Lord of the turnaround. Turn around and see what I'm doing. God says, no longer push up against closed doors, but turn around and look for the open door. There is yet an open door, says the Lord, in the name of Jesus. And not only that, but God says, I'm turning the situation around. I see God's hand, Pastor, and it's like the hand on the wheel, and God is turning the wheel. He's turning the situation around, and the wheel represents your life, woman of God, man of God. And God says, I am turning things around. I am turning bad situations and making them good. I'm turning the wilderness into a harvest field. I'm turning dry places, oh glory, into pastures that are producing, oh my God, that are producing, my God, no more thorns and thistles, but God says, I'm producing, I'm bringing forth good fruit, glory, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus, God says, I'm turning the weeping into praise, I'm turning mourning into rejoicing, this is a new season, says the Lord. And I am turning things for your behalf. I'm turning things for your good. I'm turning things for your benefit. Romans 8:28, God says, in all things, I'm working things out for your good. I'm working on your behalf. God says, I never sleep or slumber. I'm working on your behalf. So where it looks like you're coming up empty, God says, my hand is mighty. My hand is extended to bless you, and my hand is not empty. My hand is releasing my blessings. My hand is releasing favor. My hand is releasing healing. My hand is releasing mercy. My hand is releasing provision. Oh, glory. Hallelujah. God says, my hand is resting upon your life. So let not your heart be troubled. In Jesus' name, amen. Hallelujah. Somebody shout to the Lord. Hallelujah. Somebody shout, oh, hallelujah. Come on, somebody shout hallelujah. There's a breakthrough in your praise, shout hallelujah. Shout thank you, Jesus, hallelujah. Hallelujah, we love you, Jesus. Shout, I love you, Jesus. Hallelujah, open your mouth. Hallelujah, and release your praise. Hallelujah, open your mouth and release your gratitude. Open your mouth and give God the sacrifice of praise, the seed of your lips. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank thank you, Jesus.
Yeah.
In the name of Jesus, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Bless the name of God. Hallelujah.
Praise you, God.
We're gonna open up this phone line. And
thank
Pastor,
you,
said, you said the whole. God said, "Behold, I do a new thing. I saw a new job.
Jesus.
I saw a new relationship.
Jesus.
I saw a new apartment, new houses, new automobiles, new opportunities.
Thank you, Lord.
And you said new.
New.
I pray that people on this phone line receive that.
Jesus.
Oh, glory be to God. Something that we never possessed before. Because as you said, when you bind up that strong man, you bind up that stronghold. That thing that had people in bondage.
My God.
Bind that thing up.
Jesus.
Now you're free and you have a certain liberty to do what God has called you to do. You wrote a book, Don't Die in the Wilderness, and the wilderness has purpose.
Yes.
But now he has released us from that wilderness. We're going to take this first caller. We got a full switchboard tonight, and we're going to take this first caller. Area code, glory be to God, yes. Hallelujah. We're going to get to every caller tonight. Just be patient with us. And we thank God for every caller tonight. Area code 908. We thank God for you tonight. God bless you.
Hallelujah. God bless you. Your mic is open. Area code 908.
Amen. We're going to try one more time. If not, we're going to go to the next caller. 908, was that a praise report or a prayer request? 908. Amen. We'll come back to that caller. That could be a bad connection, or maybe they just came in by mistake. We'll get back to that caller. Hallelujah. We thank God. We're going to take another caller. Hallelujah. To God be the glory. We're going to take this next caller. Area code, hallelujah, 678. 678. God bless
Thank
you tonight.
Thank you, Jesus. God bless you. God bless
yes.
you.
Hallelujah.
And I want to come in with another song because I have a song in my heart. It says, because of who you are, I give
yes.
you glory.
Yes.
Because
yes.
of who you are, I give you praise. Because of who you are, I will lift my voice and say, Lord, I worship you because of who you are. Lord, I worship you because of who you are. And God has done so much for us, like letting his own son die for us. And why shouldn't we love him and praise him? His holy name, he has done things that no one could even think of doing. But after all, he is an awesome God. And I want to give praise and glory for loving me, for my life, for what he has given me, for the good things he's about to give and do for me. I love Jesus. I love God. I love him forever. Amen. Thank you. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Jesus. Thank
hallelujah.
You.
Hallelujah.
Thank
Amen.
You.
And we show you a hallelujah.
We
show your love
hallelujah.
For God. And we call this prayer line tonight. And as you said, Paul writes in 1 Corinthians, without love, we're nothing.
Yes.
You know, we're a king and symbol. We can have the greatest gifts. We can preach and we can speak and we can be anointed. But if we don't have love, if we don't really care about people, if we don't have that compassion that Jesus had, he says it means nothing. So I thank God that he is conditioning our hearts to care about
thank
our
you.
World and to care about one another.
Yes.
So let
thank
us pray.
You,
Father, I thank you even for the characteristic of love that Sister Maria just told us about and sang about. Because of who you are, that's why we give you praise.
Yes,
you first
Jesus.
Loved us. While we were yet sinners,
yes.
you loved us.
Thank you.
And we thank God
Jesus.
For your love. It's,
yes.
it's unconditional. It's unlimited.
Yes.
We can't even explain how you love us so much, fallen man. Who is man
thank
that thou
you,
are mindful of him? The Son of Man,
hallelujah.
That thou, hallelujah, glory be to God, attention is on
hallelujah.
Him. So we thank you, Lord, for
yes,
loving us.
Lord, thank
now
you.
Help us to love
thank
our families
you,
and love our spouses and love our
yes,
children,
Lord.
Even
thank
loving
you,
our neighbor as a good Samaritan. Love that neighbor that was left for dead and robbed and left in the street.
Yes.
Help us to love our neighbor.
Yes.
Not just walk past one another and not care. But thank
yes,
you for
Lord.
The power of prayer that
yes,
help us
Jesus.
To remember Jesus, when you walked the earth,
yes,
you
God.
Cared about the least of them.
Yes, Lord.
So we
thank
you. That
thank
you have
Lord.
People on this prayer line that want even a greater increase of the love.
Yes, Lord.
So we
thank
give
you.
Ourselves to
hallelujah.
You. We submit and we surrender
yes.
to you that you
yes.
would teach us how to love,
yes.
teach
yes,
us how
Lord.
To pray,
thank you.
And teach us
thank
how
you,
to
Jesus.
Minister one to another.
Yes, God.
Glory
yes,
be to God. Well, we thank God for you. Even singing, you bring such an encouragement and enlightenment to this prayer line. And we thank God for the praise and the worship that you bring through song.
Yes,
thank
you.
As
you come on
I was saying,
Amen.
I wake up, I don't know, it's just something that it's been happening to me lately. I wake up with a song in my heart. If I wake up in the morning, in the middle of the night, I wake up with a song in my heart. I wake up in the morning and go to sleep throughout the whole day. It's just something that just automatically comes out of me, and I just feel God. I feel God. I feel like I'm so close to him. And I know that he
that
loves
he,
me, and I know that he'll, and I know that no weapon formed against me will ever, you know, hurt me or anything. And I know that I'm safe. I know that I'm safe in his hands, and I just feel safe. That's what I could say. I could really feel safe and say God's got it. You know, he's got it.
Amen.
So I leave all my worries
well,
to him.
You keep that song in your heart and in your spirit. And it really blessed us tonight. Amen.
Yes, that's one of my
thank
favorite
you. God
songs.
God bless you both.
Amen. God, that's one of my favorite songs. Thank you so much for sharing. Amen.
Okay, thank you. God bless
back.
You. God bless you both.
Amen.
I love you both.
God bless you. Love you. Amen.
Okay.
Hallelujah. Thank
hallelujah.
You, Jesus. Amen. We're going to take another caller. Area code. Sister Maria is such a blessing. Before we take this call, I just want to say she is such a blessing. Amen. Area code 321. Area code 321. Area code 321. Your line is open. That's a mistake. That would be mommy's line. Is that Mother May's line?
Yes.
Did you want to? Yeah. No prayer request. Okay. Amen. Amen.
We're going to take this next call.
Area code 908. Area code 908. God bless you.
Praise the Lord. This is Sister Jarinette.
Amen. Praise the Lord. God bless you, Sister Jarinette.
I just want to thank God in advance what he's getting ready to do.
Go ahead. Go ahead.
And I just thank him for another day. I thank him for the wonderful service on Sunday. And I just thank him for strength, in spite of what I'm going through, but I just thank him for strength.
Amen. We're gonna pray for you, and we thank God, as you said,
yes.
you're anticipating a great move of God in your personal life, in your family's life, and I know God is going to honor you as you honor him with your faith. Amen.
Amen.
It says, the just shall live by faith, and I'm so glad that you still have your trust and your faith in Almighty God,
yes.
the one
yes,
who is
amen.
The answer. He says,
yes.
ask and it will be given to you. Seek and you will find.
Yes.
Knock and the door will be open.
Yes.
That means keep
thank
asking.
You.
Glory be to God. That
yes.
means you got to keep seeking. Glory be to God. That means you got to keep knocking. Glory be to God.
Hallelujah.
And God will give you the ability to keep on keeping on.
Yes, he will.
So Father,
thank
in the name of Jesus, I put our daughter up to you in the mighty name of Jesus. We thank you, hallelujah, that you will give
thank
her wings, mounted up as eagles. She will run and not get weary. She will walk and not faint. In the name of Jesus. So I thank you, hallelujah, that the blessings of the Lord are yea and amen for her life. So Lord, I thank you that you will open a door that no man can shut, that you will open up a door that no demon can shut, that you will open up an opportunity that no one can do anything about. In the name of
Jesus.
So even as you have given us this resurrection power, in the name of Jesus, bless Sister Janet. Hallelujah. From the top of her head to the soles of her feet. Prosper this young lady.
Yes, God, you're worthy. You're worthy.
Bless her family
and
her household. In the name of Jesus.
You,
so I thank you for prosperity.
Hallelujah.
I thank you for success. I
thank
you for victory. We thank you that she is more than a conqueror.
Thank you, Jesus.
Glory.
Hallelujah. God. He said he already anointed your head with oil. Your cup is already overflowing.
Hallelujah.
He told me to tell you goodness and mercy are following you all the days of your life.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, God.
So
Lord,
we thank you.
Thank you.
That you will keep encouraging her, you will keep strengthening her, and you will keep speaking to her. In the name of Jesus.
Yes,
in the name of Jesus.
So do what man can't do. With man, it might be impossible, but with God, all things are possible.
Yes, God.
Amen.
Thank
you.
For those who believe.
Hallelujah.
All things are possible for those who believe.
Hallelujah.
And yes, we had a blessed service on Sunday. And the word was, do you believe?
Yes.
And we thank God for the new creation church family because we believe God.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes, yes.
And say, hey, hallelujah. That's right.
He is worthy.
Keep praising him.
Thank you, Jesus.
Yes.
Thank you, Lord.
He is so worthy. Well, you be encouraged, my sister.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes.
Keep
Amen.
Asking, keep speaking, and keep knocking, and watch what God do. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you.
Keep that confession. Amen. God is well pleased with your confession. My God. It shall come to pass. My God.
Yes, it will.
And it shall
Hallelujah.
Come to pass. Yes.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus. God bless you. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
My God. My God. God can move mightily on her behalf.
Oh, the word says if we, oh, glory be to God.
Jesus.
3 John 2.
Oh,
I wish all things.
All things.
That you might prosper, you will prosper, be in good health, even as your soul prospers. So it says we go to church and allow the Spirit of God to strengthen our souls as we increase spiritually. We know that he wants us healthy and to live a long, healthy, well life. He wants us whole. Not only that, God wants us to prosper, leaving inheritance for our children's children.
Yes.
He wants to bless us with money and opportunity and even glory be to God, some of the finer things that this life has to offer. So we thank God for prosperity in every aspect of life.
Yes, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you,
thank
Jesus.
You, Jesus. We're going to take another caller. Oh, glory be to God. I feel God.
Yes.
I feel God so mightily tonight on the prayer line.
Yes.
813-813. We thank God for you this evening.
Amen. Praise the Lord. And Father, we thank you for this prayer line, Father God, creator of heaven and earth. God, all things are possible for you, and we believe in you. God, we thank you for the encouraging words, for your word, oh God, that it is never a lie. God, the truth, oh God, that we believe in you. I pray for these pastors, oh God, and I thank you, God, for the opportunity, God, to be on this prayer line. God, I thank you for our health, and I pray for them, for their health, oh God, for their clarity of mind, that they may continue, God, that may you may put all the words that they need, oh God. Thank you, oh Lord, for your precious kindness word, God. Father, I thank you, God, because you use me this weekend, God, to bring Jared, God, my autistic grandson, to you. Oh, Father God, I thank you, God, and continue to use me as a vessel, oh, Lord. Give me, oh, God, all the right words to say and the behavior, God, that I need, oh, God. Give me humbleness and everything, God, that I need to be able to continue on with your work, oh, Lord Jesus Christ Almighty. God, everything is possible for you, God, and I believe, God, in the victory is yours, and it is not mine, oh, God Almighty. Father, I pray for all my sisters and brothers on this prayer line at this time, and I thank you, God, again, for the opportunity to be able to fellowship through this prayer line, oh, God. I give you praise, glory, and honor. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Now, I just want to make sure I heard you. You said your grandson, you had autism.
My grandson Jared is autistic. He has autism. He mostly is the social part of it. He's very intelligent with electronics and. But I brought him, we went to Universal because it was one of my other grandson's birthday, his little brother. And my daughter, you know, took us all there. And there was seven. And I was able to talk to Jared because Jared, ever since he was little, he would listen to Catholic stations and listen to, there's a nun that comes on, Sister Angeline, I think her name is, I'm not sure. And he would listen. And so he knows about the Lord since he was little, even before that. And I was able to talk to him about Christ. And Jared accepted Christ. And he said the prayer of salvation with me. Yes. So I'm praising God for that. He's 18 years old, you know, and God has brought him a long way. He didn't even talk till he was 5. I mean, I always used to tell him, I said, you are going to talk someday. You are going to talk. I know you are. And God has done all these things for them, you know, for that family. And, of course, you know, family relationships are better. And, you know, with my children, but every day I see another change and I see better things coming ahead and family unity, it's just going to happen. So I praise God for that. And thank you so much for this prayer line.
Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. What a mighty God we serve. What a mighty God we serve. I want to give you a testimony. My grandson is he'll be 17. April, this month he'll be 17 years old, and he has been diagnosed as autistic. He was autistic, and you'll hear my language. He has been in our church. He came about 2 years ago, his mother joined our church. She relocated from Texas, and they came over from Seventh-day Adventists, and they joined our church, and we passed, and I became their pastor, and Joshua sat up under the ministry for 2 years, and he would always sit in the back of the church, and the last 3 months, I would go through the church laying hands on the membership. As after I minister, I would lay hands, and I would always go back and lay hands on Joshua, and a couple of times, he was slain by the Spirit. He would get up and he would say, the Spirit of the Lord is real. God is a God of second chances.
Hallelujah.
And those would be his words. He would always say, I said, Joshua, you believe in Jesus? Yes, he received Jesus.
Oh, yes.
A month before he moved, they just relocated to Florida. And a month before he moved, I lay hands on him again, and I prayed, and I binded up the spirit of autism off of him.
Yeah.
And I loosed him to live a normal lifestyle and loosed him into total healing, and that God's hand would be on him, and that he would be married, and he would have a regular job, and that he would live and provide for his family. So my daughter moved 3 weeks ago, but as they were leaving, we prayed for them, pastor prayed in the driveway, and Joshua said, yes, God is a God of second chances. And we're like, praise the Lord, Joshua. Well, let me tell you, I got a call from my daughter last week from Florida,
and she was going to the Social Security office to make an appeal because they're telling her that Joshua is no longer autistic. Hallelujah.
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 Praise the Lord. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Thank
we
you.
We serve
oh,
a mighty God. We serve
what
a mighty
God. God we serve.
Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. So our God is the God. He can do anything.
Oh,
and
yeah.
We believe God for Jared, just like we believe God for Joshua.
Yes.
He delivered our son Marcus from seizures. Marcus was developmentally delayed. They told him he would never have a normal life. He would never work a job. He's been working for almost a year now. So
he's 22 years old,
believing for his wife, you know. So God is able. Amen. Hallelujah.
Oh,
and
like Maria
says,
the devil is a liar.
Yes, yes, yes.
He's the Lord.
Hallelujah. So we're going to pray for Jared. Hallelujah. We're
going to
pray for Jared.
Father, we thank you even as we hear the joy of this grandmother's voice. We thank you for her children and her grandchildren. And Jared right now, Lord, even that he has given his life over to you in the name of Jesus. Right now, continue to do a work, Lord, on his, Father God, his mind. And I thank you that he would have the mind of Christ in the mighty name of Jesus. You said, let this mind be in him, which was also in Christ Jesus. So right now, Lord, we speak to his mind to allow him to take every thought captive and make it obedient to the things of God. We know in the name of Jesus, we believe in miracles. And even as this grandmother said, up until age 5, he didn't speak. Now he's talking. Now he's saved, sanctified, and born again. So continue to do the work that you started in Jared's life. Continue to work on this young man and show him who you are in the name of Jesus. So bless his grandmother, bless the parents, and bless this young man, even, Father God, his new life with you. Being his Lord and his Savior, in the name of Jesus. Continue to bless his family, in Jesus' name.
Yes, God, and we thank you, Lord, for Jared. You are a God of second chances, oh God. Hallelujah. I touch and agree with the prayers of my husband, and we bind up the spirit of autism off of his life. We lay hands on him in the spirit realm, and we loose him right now in the name of Jesus from anything, any bonds that the enemy has set against his life, and we declare total liberty over his life in the name of Jesus, that he will live a normal life, that he will work a job, he will have a trade, he will have a wife and children of his own. Hallelujah. So we thank you, Jesus, that he is totally set free, free in Christ and free indeed, walking into the newness of the liberty of life.
Amen. Praise the Lord.
Giving him a second chance. So we thank you and we praise you. Oh, glory. We praise you for his life right now. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Thank you.
Praise
Hallelujah.
The Lord.
Thank you, Jesus. So we just thank God for the testimony, Sister Miriam, on tonight. Of what God is doing in your family. What a mighty move of God in your family. And we're thanking God that he's not finished yet, that he's still yet.
No,
Amen. She's such
thank
a beautiful
you. God bless you.
And we thank God for Sister Mary. And we're going to take amen. I believe it's the final call of God.
God bless you, Sister Miriam. God bless
you. Thank
you.
God bless you. And thank you so much.
Amen.
He's not done yet. He is still working on this family. Amen.
Declare it. That's right. Declare it because it shall come to pass. God is not finished.
Yes.
God has spoken his word over your family. And every word he's spoken shall not come back to his void. That word
void.
Shall come
Amen.
To your family,
Amen.
Your whole family. God has sent a blessing upon your family, and it shall come to pass. You
Hallelujah.
And your children are blessed because of your obedience, because of your love, because of your love for Jesus. You and your family, you and your children, and your grandchildren are
Amen.
Blessed.
Just allow spoke to Simon Peter. You spoke to him, Jesus. And you said, Peter, upon this rock I build my church.
Nothing from the gates of hell
don't prevail against it. Each and every individual on this line, God has established his church in you. That church is in your heart. And whatever the enemy tries to do, it will not prevail against the church that God has established in you. And I thank you, Father, for establishing the church right there in Hillside, Father. Establishing the church in Pastor Anthony. Establishing the church in his wife, Father. Thank you for increasing their territory, Father. Thank you for establishing the kingdom in their heart, Father. And allow the kingdom to be established everywhere they go, Father, in that area, Father. And I ask of you again to increase their territory. Have your way, Father. Bless them mightily, Father. Bless their home and bless their marriage, Father. Give them supernatural provision, Father, from on high, because we know you as Jehovah Jireh. We know you as Alpha and Omega. We know you as the author and the finisher of our faith. We know you as our Father, God Almighty, our sovereign Lord. You are Yahshua. You are the God of our salvation. And I rejoice because of the testimonies of my kingdom connections of my sisters and brothers in Christ that are on this line. I rejoice with you, Father. Your word, they rejoice with the ones that rejoice and mourn with the ones that mourn. And there's no mourning on this line. There's rejoicing to you, our Lord and Savior. And we praise you right now. And I want to thank you for using me once again. It's your glory. It's your honor. It's your magnification. Because as you said to Peter again, who do you say I am? And he spoke and said, you are the Son of the true and living God. You are the Messiah. And Jesus, you spoke back to him and said, my Father from on high has revealed this to you. Oh, Jesus, it wasn't my flesh, it wasn't my blood, but it was by the gift of the Holy Ghost that had gave him revelation of who you are. And we know you as our Lord and Savior. And at this time, I say amen and amen. And I want to thank each and every individual who tapped into this powerful prayer line once again on Tuesday night. Bless each and every individual bountifully, Father. Have your way. Have your way. Amen and amen. Thank you, Jesus. Woo.
Oh, my God, my God, my God. Oh, bless the wonderful name of Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Bless the wonderful name of the Lord. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Bless the Lord, oh, my soul, all that is within me. Bless his holy name. Well, we thank God for you, brother.
We've
been praying. We're reminding us about the love of God and letting our hearts not be troubled. Let not your heart be troubled. Now, you said so much, but we all heard you, and we thank God as you continue to pray for me and Pastor Rebecca, the New Creation Church family. We thank God for the vineyard that he has given us, that he has planted in the city of Hillside. Some water, some plant, but only God can give the increase. And I thank God as you prayed for us. Hallelujah. We feel the fire of God on you, brother, and we thank God for that excitement and enthusiasm and fervor for the things of God. You stay passionate about the kingdom in the name of Jesus. And I know that heaven is rejoicing because, hallelujah, demons are trembling every time you open your mouth because you're a threat to the kingdoms of darkness. Father God, I thank you for Brother Jamal. I thank you right now for his life. I thank you that you will use him to shatter the kingdom of darkness, that demons, even in that Kansas area, Lord, even in that Kansas area that he lives in, that he would take authority in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, that he will walk, Father God, with the authority and the ability of the Lord being on his side. Greater is he that's in him than he that is in the world. So Lord, bless him. Everything he, give him the right kingdom connection. Give him influence, Father God. Allow him in the name of Jesus to win souls for your kingdom. In the name of Jesus.
Hallelujah. We bless
the name. So broaden and enlarge his territory where he can evangelize and do outreach and win souls for Christ. So thank Jesus that he's on the Lord's side. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Well, we thank God for you tonight. Continue to pray for us. Amen. Amen. With tonight. Amen. God bless you. He's just a powerful.
Amen. God bless you. Thank you so much for praying.
Amen.
Amen.
I just love his spirit.
Yes. What a blessing.
And just passionate
amen.
About the things of God.
Yes. Yes.
The Bible says, I wish that you be hot or cold, but not lukewarm.
Yes.
And we know that this brother is hot
yes.
on fire for the things of God. And we thank
yes.
God. Only God can put that there.
Yes.
You know,
hallelujah.
Only God can put that there. And I
yes.
thank God.
From take him far.
Amen. It's not a sign.
Yeah, I hear the Lord saying his journey has just begun. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. There's some traveling, more traveling that you're going to do, Brother Jamal. There's some more traveling that you're going to do. I see God taking you places. Hallelujah. Because you are boldly declaring the gospel of the kingdom of God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. And he's conditioned you to travel. My God, you're no stranger to travel. But God says he's getting ready to order your steps and open doors for you in many places. Oh, my God. Hallelujah. To God be the glory. And there's a hedge of protection around you. Hallelujah. There's a burning bush. My God. Hallelujah. Everything that's trying to come against you will be consumed, but you will not be consumed, says the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Because you love me. God says, I'm going to satisfy you with long life. My God, hallelujah. Oh, you're not running out of time. Oh, glory, hallelujah. God says, with long life will I satisfy you because you delight yourself in me. My God, it's just the beginning. It's just the beginning. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus,
amen.
Get ready, brother. Get ready. My God, there are great things that God has in store for you. My
hallelujah.
God. Hallelujah. To God.
That scripture says,
raise the hand again.
That scripture said, length of days, long life, and peace will be with him. And I thank God for that third chapter of Proverbs.
Yes.
Hallelujah. We're going to take our final caller, but I want to be obedient and pray for my mother-in-law, Mother Mae Thomas.
Yes.
Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you.
Thank you.
Down in Central Florida for our Mother Mae Thomas, Pastor Rebecca's mom. We thank you for her life and her home. Right now, we plead the blood of Jesus over her life, Lord. Thank you for the praise in her mouth, Lord. She's always praising you. The joy of the Lord is her strength. And I thank you that she's a true worshiper. And she loves the Lord with all her might, her soul, and her strength.
Yes.
And we thank you, Lord, that you'll continue to keep her healthy, continue to bless her, continue to prosper her. In the name of Jesus, meet every need according to your riches in Christ Jesus, Father. Thank you, hallelujah, for good neighbors and good family. Glory be to God. Even as they celebrated Easter, thank you, Lord. I know the food was good and the fellowship was good. And continue to bless my mother. His heart
yes,
in the name of Jesus. So we love you, Mom, and we're going to continue to pray for you in the name of Jesus.
Yes.
Trust God with all your heart,
yes.
And God is going to continue to bless you.
Yes.
Hallelujah. We saw some of the pictures, Mom,
yes.
And we know y'all had a great time.
Amen. And I hear God saying, Mom, that he's going to bless you. I hear God saying rest in the faith that you have in him. I hear God saying that he's going to bless you for the seed of faith that you have sown towards this ministry, that your daughter, not because I'm your daughter and pastor is your son-in-law, but because you came to this ministry, you came to this church, and you served him, and you embraced him in this church, and you served faithfully in this church until he relocated you to Florida. You tithed in this church. You labored in this church. You prayed in this church. And God said, as you have laid the foundation of faith in this church and New Creation Christian Ministries, as we were in Bloomfield and again in Hillside and now again in Elizabeth and now in Hillside, God says he is blessing you because of the seed of faith that you sowed in this church. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And
the words that you've given us, the words of encouragement that you gave my husband and myself when we felt like quitting in the beginning, and you told us to keep going, to just keep going, and that God was going to bless us. God said, because of that, I'm going to bless you. He says, don't be troubled. All you have to do is open your mouth and ask me for anything, and I will do it for you, says God. So God says, go ahead and ask him for that thing that's on your heart. And he says he will move on your behalf at your request. In Jesus' name, amen. Because of your faithfulness, God says, I'm going to bless you. In Jesus' name.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you. We love you, Mom.
Hallelujah.
As you were speaking,
you,
I thought about how we started the ministry in our living room.
Yes.
And I never forget Mom coming through the doors of the church.
Yes.
And she's been with us ever since. And
I
never forget. She was right here, one of the first members in our living room. And we thank God for our mother. Amen. To God be the glory. Now we're going to take this final caller. Hallelujah. Area code 908. We bless you tonight. God bless you. 908.
God bless.
Yes, we can hear you. Amen. God bless you.
God bless,
you.
Pastor. How are you? How are you guys?
Oh, God bless you.
God bless you, daughter. God bless you.
We're doing
God
well.
God bless. Wonderful. I just wanted to call in, and I just wanted to thank God for all he has done for me. I just thank God for keeping me. I thank God for just opening up my eyes. I thank God for just allowing me another day to have the activities of my limbs. And I thank God for blessing me each and every time. And he always shows up on time. And I just want to thank God. God is awesome.
Oh,
I just want to give God the glory and the praise, even when I don't feel like it. You know, even when I'm going through, I just give God all the glory because he is awesome. And think he's not there. God is always there.
Amen. Amen. Well, we thank God for you, and Pastor and I, you know, love you, and we thank God for your service to the New Creation Church family. And to us personally, and let us pray for you.
Yes.
Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for Sister Tika tonight, Lord. We thank you for this young woman of God that Father God knows you at a young age, in the name of Jesus.
We
thank you, Lord, even in her generation, Father God. People can look upon her life and see the real, authentic, genuine love that she has for her Father, Father God. So, Lord, I thank you in the name of Jesus.
Have
prepared her future, Lord. Hallelujah.
Yes,
her
Hallelujah.
Future is bright.
Hallelujah.
Glory be to God. Let it shall be
you,
greater.
Lord.
I thank you in
Hallelujah.
The name of Jesus,
thank you, Jesus
that she will have good success.
Hallelujah.
Glory be to God. So, Father,
thank you, Lord.
Her.
Hallelujah.
Shield her. Put the
thank
refuge
you,
around her. Thank you for supernatural
protection
over her life.
Thank you,
in the name of Jesus, you
say,
according to your word, that you're watching over your word to bless
thank
her.
You,
so I thank you, Lord, that she will produce, that she
thank
will
you,
be fruitful, that she will win, that she
thank
will
you.
Be victorious, that
Hallelujah.
She is already more than a conqueror. In the name of Jesus. So
Hallelujah.
I thank you, Lord, for her praise. I thank you, Lord, for her worship. I thank you, Lord, for the love that she has for her God. In the name of Jesus. Glory be to God. So, Lord, stir up the gift. Stir up the anointing. Use her, Father, to bring your name glory in the earth realm. In the mighty name of Jesus. And, Lord, encourage her heart. Strengthen her when she's being weary, Lord.
Thank
Father God, continue to raise her up
Jesus.
To be the
thank
light
you,
of this world in the name of Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
You are the glory, God.
Thank you, Jesus.
So we thank you. And we praise
thank you, Lord.
And we give
thank
your name
Lord.
Glory for what
thank
you've
you,
already
Jesus.
Done in her young life.
Hallelujah.
And I know there's more
Hallelujah.
To come. Glory. Oh, I heard God. He said the best
Hallelujah.
Is yet to come.
Oh.
Thank you, Jesus.
He said the best is yet dear God. You are glory be to God. Hallelujah, Jesus.
Thank
you,
Lord.
To come.
Hallelujah.
Sit back with anticipation.
Jesus.
You want to sit with expectation.
Jesus.
Just expect God and watch
Hallelujah.
What God do.
Thank
he
you,
says,
Lord.
Delight yourself in the Lord, and he will give you the desires of your heart.
Thank
you just
Lord.
Keep delighting. You just keep rejoicing. You just keep enjoying your God, and he'll take care of the desires
thank
of
you,
your heart.
My
thank
God.
You, Lord.
My God.
So, Lord,
Hallelujah.
I thank you.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank
as you continue to encourage her heart.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
As you continue to build her up and develop her.
Hallelujah.
In Jesus' name.
Jesus' name.
You're a blessed woman of God.
Hallelujah.
And receive it in Jesus' name.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
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 Bless you. Amen. You go.
God
you keep
that
peace.
You keep
that praise.
Keep praising him. Keep praising
Hallelujah.
Him.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
We'll see you tomorrow. God bless you. Love
yes.
you.
Well, we thank God for her.
Amen.
And she keeps trusting the Lord with all her heart and not leaning to her own understanding.
Yes.
That's our final call of tonight.
Yes.
And that's what God is saying to all of us, to trust him.
Amen. And just before we go off the air tonight, just want to pray for a couple of people in the church. Father, we praise your name. We thank you, Father God, for the praises on tonight. We thank you for the worshipers. We thank you for your word on tonight. We thank you for those who came, Father God, with a heart to pray, even those who did not press one on their phone devices, God, but they are touching and agreeing with us in the spirit realm. We thank you for every household under the sound of our voice. And right now, Father God, we send prayers to the Davis household, oh God. And Lord, we plead the blood of Jesus over the Davis household. This is the Lord, God. We ask, Father God, that you continue to bless her house, Father God. Bring order where there seems to be disorder, Father God. Bless her and her coming and her going. Bless her children. Bless her grandchild, God. In the name of Jesus, continue to touch her mind, her body, her soul, God. Bring peace, oh God. Continue, Father God, to speak. And then in the midnight hour, oh God, we thank you, Lord, for being God in her home and God in her heart, God. We thank you that she loves you, oh God. So touch her and her sons and her daughters, oh God, in the name of Jesus. And Lord, we pray for the cattle household on tonight, God. We thank you for Sister Carmen, God. We thank you for her husband. We pray a blessing over her marriage, God. We pray a blessing over her children, over her grandchildren, oh God, over her great grandchild, God. In the name of Jesus, we pray her special protection around them, God, that you would keep them. Thank you for Sister Carmen and all that she has invited to this prayer line. Thank you, Father God, for her being an evangelist in the area of prayer, oh God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, bless this woman of God. Oh, Lord, we just thank you for her grandson. We pray for Kevin Jr., God. We pray, Father God, that you will continue to bless him. Open doors of opportunity for him, God. Keep him, Father God. Keep him in his mind, his body, his soul. Protect him, oh God. In the name of Jesus, we pray for Benita. God, we thank you for your hand on their lives, God. We thank you, Lord, hallelujah, for your hand on their lives, God, even as they raise their child, oh God. We thank you for doing what man cannot do, God. We thank you, Lord, for the blood. We plead the blood of Jesus over their young lives, God. Continue to grow them up in the things pertaining to your kingdom, God. And we thank you that no weapon formed against them can prosper. So continue to bless the Callow household, bless her daughter, bless her father, God, her sons, oh God. Bless, oh God, the daughters and Lord, and bless everybody that's connected to this woman of God. And we speak, Father God, peace and joy and prosperity over her life. Thank you for the blessing that she is, that Sister Carmen is to us, God. And we thank you and we praise you for her life. In Jesus' name, and bless every household of the church, God. A new creation Christian ministry, one by one and name by name. Continue to deliver and protect and continue to provide and continue to shelter and heal and grow spiritually and nurture God. So, Lord, we just thank you for what you're doing in the lives of your people. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Well, we're going to go off the air, and we thank God for every caller tonight. New creation, we thank God for each and every just heartfelt. Pastor and I are still eating candy and still enjoying our Easter jelly beans and cotton candy, and y'all just blessed us with cards and gifts and candy, and we thank God for each of you as y'all bless y'all pastors on this Resurrection Easter Sunday. We thank God as we go off the air, we're going to play a wonderful song, I believe. As we go off the air, we're going to be at our church on tomorrow night, 7:30, and Pastor and I will be preaching together at a church in Newark this Thursday on 14th Avenue, I believe it is. We don't have the exact address. But it's on the Facebook page. We're going to be ministering together at a church in Newark and Thursday night, and we will be at our church on tomorrow night and back in our pulpit on Sunday at 12:30 p.m. So if you're in this New Jersey area,
fly on there. Fly
in. Amen. Even fly in. Amen. But those are three opportunities, and we know that God has placed the word in our spirit for
Amen.
The people of God. Good night, everyone. We love you, and just keep on trusting God.
This keeps me going on those days when I feel like giving up. Fire.
Just believe,
oh,
it's God to get better.
Oh,
I'm
doing, Sean.
I know you've been crying at night. your future.